How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from pitfalls. Call Retirement Shield Radio's Sean Peel, 800-514-4575. 800-514-4575.
The information provided by Retirement Shield LLC through Retirement Shield Radio or podcast and their host does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice, nor is affiliated with the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. This information is being provided only as a general source of information and is not intended to be the primary basis for financial decisions. It should not be construed as advice designed to meet the needs of an individual situation. Consult with your tax advisor regarding specific tax or legal advice. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed insurance or financial professional.
Good afternoon, Seattle and Pacific Northwest. On today's show, let's look at how retirement has changed in the past 20 years. And we're going to bring you the truths about retirement and what it looks like today.
Discover retirement concepts you need to know.
Every week, we're going to be discussing what we can be doing to help people understand what their money is currently doing.
Learn how to navigate through economic uncertainty.
Every single day, we are just pushing to make sure people's money is doing exactly what it should be.
A successful retirement doesn't happen by accident.
Welcome in
to Retirement Shield Radio with Sean Peel. Sean Peel.
We are live on the air, Retirement Shield Radio with Sean Peel. 20 years experience helping hundreds of clients plan for retirement. Just listen to this. Insurance services, estate and legacy planning, safe money strategies, social security planning, tax planning, client and community education, retirement strategies. Oh, and don't forget, best-selling author, The Retirement Shield. Sean, welcome. How you doing out on the left coast?
All right, Morgan, thanks so much for having us on. This is an exciting time. We're going to cover some wonderful things every single week and excited to be on. So thank you so much.
Well, we're going to get to some truths about retirement. We're going to get to those. But let's learn more about Sean Peel. How about that? How did you get into this business, Sean?
Well, that's a great question. You know, 20-some years ago, I started just in the insurance industry. And kind of like every career, it just kind of ebb and flowed. So now I'm a father of five little kids that keeps us plenty busy around the house.
You
and
think?
Every single day, we are just pushing to make sure people's money is doing exactly what it should be. And there's a big misnomer nowadays because most people don't understand what their money is doing and what it should be doing. So every week, we're going to be discussing, just like you want to on this show, what we can be doing to help people understand what their money is currently doing.
All right. Here's a deep philosophical question. What drives you? What puts you in a position where you go, you know what, this is what I want to do?
Boy, that's a great question. You know, it was almost 17, 18 years ago, I had major back surgery.
Wow.
And it was one of those things where I hadn't walked for almost 18 months. And it was a second opinion, a fresh perspective by a surgeon. And he went in and was able to figure it out. And they had me out of surgery within a couple of hours and up walking by the end of the night. So I guess our goal here at the firm and with the team is just to really make sure that people get that second opinion, fresh perspective. Because the one thing you don't get to do a second time is retire. You know, you don't get to do it over, so to speak. So it's that passion, that fuel. We care more about the relationship than we do the dollars and the zeros in the portfolio. But that's really what drives us every day.
Well, and it is about relationships. It's about, you know, knowing your advisor, the one you're going to sit down across from a number of times throughout the year just to make sure, you know, you're on the right path. And a lot of people don't have a plan. I love the take on second opinion because that's exactly, you know, what this industry is kind of built upon. You really want to know what your money's doing, where your money is, and how it can best be used as you head into retirement. Now, you teased it, so let's talk a little bit about it. Retirement's totally changed in the last 20 years. The entire time you've been in the business, from the day you got in, Sean, to where we are now, it has changed.
Yeah, I mean, this is not your father's retirement. One of the things we talk about all the time is people are living longer than ever before.
Yep.
So your money needs to last longer, right? And if you look at today's economy and the market today, we can agree that this is not the traditional market. You know, we have an amazing fiduciary advisor within our office, and he's consistently telling that, you know, when you look at the last 20 some years in the market, it hasn't been that wonderful 8 to 10% return. It's been a lot choppier. And he was telling us just last week, Darren McComas, our fiduciary advisor, he was saying the return's been more around 3 or 4%. And so how do you create a plan for people with their money that generates the kind of income and security that they're looking for? It's a different environment, and people have to realize that.
The importance of sitting down and having the plan, knowing what you have, knowing what, you know, what the market may or may not do. A lot of people are just – they're thrilled that the market has been a bull market for the last 10 years, but what goes up must come down. They're talking about a correction. You know it's coming. You got to prepare for that.
Here's an interesting statistic. 95% of people retired or going to retire in the next 5 years don't have a plan. And to us, that's scary. They say the average family, the average customer out there, client, will spend more time planning for a family trip to go to Disneyland or a trip to Europe than they will for retirement.
That's amazing. I mean, think about that. I mean, you're talking about the rest of your life, and you mentioned it. We're living longer. So guess what? Your vacation at the end of your life when you are retired, it is extended. And do you have enough to cover? And that has to be one of the most important questions you ask yourself.
It is a very important question. You know, the number one concern for retirees nowadays is running out of money. And when you think of the choppiness or the craziness we've seen in the last year, and you went through March and people got sick to their stomach with that roller coaster, you have to ask yourself, you know, am I currently comfortable not having a plan? And how much longer am I comfortable going without a plan? You know, it was one of those things when I was laying there in bed and couldn't walk. I mean, 18 months. That time was slow. It was not a fun process. So if you're sitting there out there today and you're going, okay, is my money doing what it should be doing? Is it doing all it can be doing? If those are the questions that you're consistently asking yourself, it's time for a second opinion. It's time for a fresh perspective.
Number to call. I'll give it to you. We're going to have an offer for you coming up here shortly, but jot this number down just so you have it, so you could be first in line. 800-514-4575. That's 800-514-4575. If you hear anything that kind of piques your interest, and I know a lot of it is because you're heading towards retirement, jot the number down, 800-514-4575. That gets you in. We're hitting on some of the truths about retirement. Here's one for you. You mentioned it, Sean. We're living longer. What happens when you live longer? You're going to have medical expenses. A lot of people that are heading into retirement, they might feel great. They might be fit. They might be ready to go. They're in their early 50s. They're thinking about retirement. But you get into your 60s, late 60s, early 70s, what happens? You're going to have medical costs.
Yeah, there's going to be medical costs. And the consistent question we get all the time is, should we buy long-term care? You know, we're 65, we're 68 years old, we haven't bought it. We're a big believer that, you know, it's time for this money that you've saved your entire life, 30, 40 years, it's time for it to pay you back. And so with some careful planning, a lot of times what we see is, yes, you're living longer. The chances of you experiencing a long-term care event is in its 70-some percentile. So if the money's doing what it should, a lot of you have enough assets under management or assets in the portfolio where you don't have to go out and spend a lot of money on a long-term care policy, but your money should be taking care of you. So a lot of options nowadays. You don't have to do the traditional planning that was so popular 15 or 20 years ago. But again, if you're going to be living longer, which everybody is, I compare it to cell phones, right? Cell phones have come so far in the last 10 or 15 years that now I can watch my kids across the state play in a basketball tournament via the cell phone. And it's like, my goodness, if technology has come that far, well, how far is medicine going to keep going? So, yes, people are going to live longer. We need a plan for that. There's no doubt about it.
The other part of this too is, and we keep saying plan, roadmap, peace of mind. These are all key triggers for everyone out there that's thinking about retirement. You're in your maybe late 40s, early 50s. I mean, retirement, at least talking about it and having serious discussion, should be entering your mind space right now. And to plan is – it's got to be natural. A lot of people kind of shy away from it. They may have accounts. They may have things, doing things for themselves in retirement. But do they have someone that's going to walk them through it, going to be an advisor, going to be there to help them set that roadmap? That's what we're talking about today. That's why it's so important to have, if you don't have an opinion, get a second opinion, get the first one. Sit down with Sean.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that's the whole reason we wrote the Retirement Shield book. We've put together the kit. We want to make sure that you have an efficient tax plan. We want to make sure if the market crashes and gets all crazy that you've worked with a fiduciary advisor and there's a plan in place, and Darren McComas will help you do that. We also get a lot of questions on required minimum distributions, like those coming right around the corner for a lot of people. Is there a plan in place to do that? And is there a plan in place to make sure you and your wife, you and your family, have the income that you're going to need for the rest of your retirement?
All right. So calendar is packed. I mean, you guys are so, so busy. But radio listeners are going to get an opportunity, Sean. Let's give it to them.
Yeah, let's do it. For the first 7 people that call in, you get to take advantage of the Retirement Shield National Best-Selling Book and our kit to really help you and your family identify, okay, how can we get better? How can we make sure we're on track so that no matter what happens, we're prepared? And Darren and I always talk about this. It's a proactive relationship compared to a reactive relationship. We want to proactively help you create a plan that's in place, that's addressing what's coming head on. We believe taxes are going to go up. The market doesn't go up forever. Like Morgan said earlier, we need a plan in place to address this. So call right now. Obviously, Retirement Shield book and kit will be yours, and you'll have an opportunity to talk with one of us and one of our team members.
Second opinions, always a good thing. Finally, someone's offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense, you know, just basically straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch, folks. You need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and Sean Peel and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. Again, 7 slots on the calendar. Let's fill them up right now. 800-514-4575. Again, next 7 callers, 800-514-4575. That'll get you in. Retirement Shield Radio, you're tuned into it. Sean Peel, your host. I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate. And again, Sean's got 20 years in the business. And one of the giveaways, not only do you get to sit down, not only do you get to have this conversation, you get the Retirement Shield book, bestseller, Amazon, and its author, Sean Peel. All right, we're back with more right after this.
You've saved for retirement, and that's great, but it's probably not enough. You need an income too. And when we come back, we're going to go over strategies on how to maximize your retirement income and lower taxation.
It's such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news. Your stock is all around the world.
We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, then do something about it. Call Sean Peel, president and founder of Retirement Plus, 800-514-4575, 800-514-4575.
Welcome back. You're listening to Retirement Shield Radio. Your host is Sean Peel. He's over there, 20 years experience. I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate. And again, this is Retirement Shield Radio. We are well into segment 2. Looky, looky. We've filled up 7 slots on the calendar already for the upcoming week. However, we're going to have an offer for you coming up. You're going to have an opportunity to get in front of Sean Peel and his team. Again, no cost, no obligation. And you're going to get a copy of that fantastic number one seller on Amazon, The Retirement Shield. And again, the author, the host of this show, Sean Peel. All right, Sean, welcome back. You teased it. So let's go ahead and get into it. Good retirement plan. It includes an income plan. Obviously, plan is going to be the key, I guess, foundation, the common denominator when we do every radio show with you. You got to have a plan.
Yeah, you know, it really comes down to a mindset shift. And what I want, what I'm talking about, if you spent the last 20, 30, 40 years of your life accumulating this wealth, right? Being frugal. It's a lot like climbing Mount Everest. You want to be in the best shape. You want the best Sherpa. You want the best equipment. Well, here's what's interesting. When you summit Mount Everest, they say that people are excited and start to head down the mountain and don't feel like they need any help. And there's more deaths actually coming down the mountain than there are climbing the mountain. So a good retirement plan or an income plan is like a deaccumulation plan. It helps you come down the mountain the right way. It makes sure you don't spend too much. It makes sure you don't pay too much in fees. It makes sure that when the next market volatility hits, you're not sliding down that mountain out of control. And most importantly, one of the biggest things we're talking about every single day, Morgan, is taxes. How do you make sure you don't pay more in taxes? Because here's what we know, they're going up. And does your retirement income plan right now, does it address that head on? Because it really should.
Well, and those are those, you know, the hidden fees, taxes. I mean, they can absolutely eat away at your retirement. Huge. It's important. So important.
We run an efficient tax planning strategy around here, and we consistently see that the advisors can get $100,000 to $200,000 to $300,000 of savings back into the plan by just having some efficient strategies and making sure that each bucket of money is doing what it should be doing.
Well, let's take a look at just, you know, I guess that big picture. You know, it's going to be broad strokes because obviously every person that's out there, Sean, is going to have an individual story. They're going to have an individual situation. It's everybody's their own puzzle. And really for you to give the best advice, for you to know exactly what their picture is, they've got to come in. They've got to sit down across from you. They've got to, you know, put those puzzle pieces in front of you, and that will allow you and your team to put together the best picture, the best plan. So what about, should I wait until I'm 55 to start planning for my retirement, saving for my retirement, or should I start a lot earlier than that?
Well, yeah, those are good questions. I mean, obviously, you want to start as soon as possible. Our average age of our client is 65 years old. So we are specializing in dealing with clients that are very close to retirement or currently retired. Our number one goals when we sit down with you, right? Most people have money all over the place. Darren always talks about the junk drawer, right? Most people have money kind of all over the place. Our goal is to get that money working together, to make sure it's part of something bigger, to make sure it's part of a plan. And then from there, right? It's about establishing what are your goals? What are you trying to get this money to do? And then we need to get it aligned to do that. But it's another thing to have a plan on what to get the money to do. It's another thing to have a plan to make sure that that train doesn't get derailed. What can get in the way of you and your wife reaching your goals, traveling and seeing the grandkids, or living the kind of retirement you've always wanted to do?
He's Sean Peel, the show Retirement Shield Radio. I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate, and we are going to be hitting all kinds of stories, all kinds of factoids about retirement as you're heading there. If you hear anything during the course of the program that kind of tweaks you a little bit, kind of, you know, gets your interest going, maybe you need a second opinion. Maybe you don't have anyone that is currently working with you. This is an opportunity on this very show to get that done. Check it off of your list and have a team working with you. Number is easy to remember. Here it is, 800-514-4575. Again, the number, 800-514-4575. We give you the number because coming up at the end of this segment, we're going to make you an offer. You can get in for a no-cost, no-obligation plan, a sit-down, a consult, and you're going to get a copy of the bestseller from Sean Peel himself, The Retirement Shield. And again, it's available on Amazon, and it's a number one bestseller. So we're getting into all kinds of things. So it's mainly about, you know, when you start. Should you start early? You're working with people that are in their 60s, Sean. What do you see most of? Do you see people that start off with a little, or do they start off with a lump sum? What's the best way to go there?
Well, it seems like people have been contributing to the IRAs, the 401ks for the last 20, 30 years. You know, and we take advantage of these tax-deferred accounts because it's what we were taught. The biggest thing we're seeing nowadays is, oh my goodness, all that money is going to be taxable in the future. That's the biggest question mark we see. And what I want you to think about is all the stimulus and all of what we've created in the last year and a half. At some point, with all this money you've saved, the baby boomer generation, or what I like to say, the 401k generation, is going to have to pay back a lot in taxes. Because here's what we know, right? The government's not amazing with the money we give them. They're going to increase taxes at some point. Taxes are almost on sale right now when you look at the history of our country. So whether you started early or you have a lump sum, what I'm telling you is there's a lot of money and it's sitting there tax deferred. And what plan do you currently have in place to make sure you're not paying any more than you need to? And at the end of the day, right, that tax efficient strategy, that blueprint for success to make sure that the money passes on to every generation the most efficient way, it's pretty simple. And we do that through our tax planning. We do that through the Retirement Shield tax plan. And I'm going to give the number real quick, Morgan, because I get so excited about it. 1-800-514-4575. Right now, we got 7 spots on the calendar. 1-800-514-4575. All you have to do is say tax plan. I want to make sure we don't overpay. Second opinion, fresh perspective, and we'll know exactly what you're talking about.
We are hitting good retirement plans and what that includes. And you want to be able to basically do what you want in retirement, but it's going to be up to you to come up with that kind of cash, that kind of money, that kind of funding. And we are looking at ways that you can do that. Getting matching contributions, Sean, how important?
Oh, it's super important. You know, one of the things we always talk about, we help a ton of people from the great company of Boeing. Seems like every single month someone will come to one of our events or call into the show. And we're very familiar with the VIP, for instance, or government savings, TSP accounts, just to give you a couple examples. And we always want people to take full advantage of the match. There's no doubt about that. But here's what I want you to think about. I'm going to talk about taxes one more time.
Yes.
Every penny you put in and every penny matched is going to be taxable someday. So I hear our fiduciary advisors talk to people all the time about a Roth IRA and what their options are there. So, you know, maybe you have some in the IRA, maybe you have some in the Roth, and you're wondering, okay, is there a better way? Is there something else we can be doing? And very simply, it's about having a plan. The fastest way to make money is not lose it, right? It's not about how much you make sometimes in these accounts. It's how much you keep. Now, are we talking about a market correction? Are we talking about taxes going up? Are we talking about fees? Well, the answer is yes. And the answer is yes to all of that, right? Whatever can erode these savings and all that money you and your employer have put in, that's what you need a plan of attack for. That's why you need the Retirement Shield. It's about shielding your retirement from the things that can destroy it.
Name of the program, Retirement Shield Radio with Sean Peel. He's there. I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate. Again, Sean, 20 years experience in his team, insurance services, estate and legacy planning, safe money strategies, Social Security planning, which we've talked about, tax planning, which we're on right now, and client and community education, retirement strategies. And Sean, he's a busy beaver, man. He's all over it. And the Retirement Shield book, it's the number one bestseller on Amazon, and it's available to you there. But we're also giving away copies when we fill up the remaining 7 slots on the calendar coming up this week. All right. Last thing for you, Sean, in this segment, just the importance of talking to a professional, talking to a team that can get you from where you currently are to where you need to be, where you don't have to worry as much about maybe the unknown. Maybe you need to kind of put that in front of a team and let them work for you.
Well, one of the things we always talk about is if you trained us at your profession or your job over 2 weeks and then turned us loose, we're going to do a horrible job because that's not our area of expertise. You know, each person here that's part of the team has their area of expertise. If it's maximizing Social Security, we have that covered. If it's minimizing the taxes or making sure that your taxes are done in a way that you don't overpay every year, we have that here. We've been so fortunate to partner up with an estate planning attorney right here in the great state of Washington that, you know, has been amazing. And he retired, sold his practice to his son, and is now helping our clients at a fraction of the cost. So I think at the end of the day, right, if you want to work with a fiduciary advisor, you want to make sure that second opinion and fresh perspective is well sought out, that you're not just getting pitched a product, right? That you're not just getting sold a bill of goods, then that's exactly what we're here for. So when I needed my back surgery, I didn't try to find the cheapest surgeon. I didn't try to find the one that was the fastest. I went to multiple people to get that second opinion, fresh perspective. And that's exactly what we're offering, right? We care more about the relationship. We're here at the firm. Darren and I are both dads, right? He's my brother-in-law. We kind of take a brother's approach, a holistic approach, to make sure you get exactly what you need.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the calendar. You heard it. 7 spots. Let's fill it up. Give them the offer. What do you got?
Well, here's what we're going to go with. Our Retirement Shield Bookend Kit, an efficient tax strategy to make sure you don't pay any extra going forward. RMDs are a big question. With this offer right now, you're going to be able to get the book, the kit, and the required minimum distribution strategy that's right for you. We literally have saved clients over $100,000 in taxation by just going through the Retirement Shield tax process. So first 7 callers, I mean, the calendar does fill up pretty quick. That's one thing fun about doing the show every single week. We're going to be touching on different segments, but whether it's taxes, an income plan, or that fresh perspective second opinion, call now, 1-800-514-4575.
Folks, I don't know about you, but here at Retirement Shield Radio, we are tired of status quo. And being unsure of your financial advisor really has your best interest at heart. You want to make sure that is true. We have discussed a number of important topics on the show today, and now is the time to bring that complex financial world into clarity and perspective. Sean is offering that, so you heard him. 7 spots available. You're going to get the book and the kit. The book, of course, the number one bestseller at Amazon, The Retirement Shield by Sean Peel. All right, that's available to you. You're also going to get the kit and the RMD strategy. So if you've got questions, as you're scratching your head, now's the time. Now's the time to call the number and get one of those 7 slots. Here it is, 800-514-4575. Again, 800-514-4575.
In retirement, some people like to take it easy. Let's see, to nap or not to nap. And some people like to go, go, go.
And then we went to St. Thomas, then New Orleans, then our grandson's soccer game, then for the theater, New York, to Bora Bora.
You know what the beauty of it is? It's your choice. Live it like you want. If you have the right plan.
Get the right plan for you.
Call Retirement Shield Radio's Sean Peel, 800-514-4575. 800-514-4575.
Retirement Shield Radio is on the air. Hello, Seattle. I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate. Your host is Sean Peel, 20 years experience, and we have a co-host, his brother-in-law, Darren McComas, is with us. He is, he's a big guy, chief investment officer, fiduciary advisor at the firm. First of all, welcome, guys. Great to be back on with you. And Sean, I'll let you start. Introduce us to your brother-in-law, because he's such a big part of what you do.
Boy, I'm pretty excited. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I have Darren McComas, my business partner and brother-in-law, and he's our fiduciary advisor. We could not do what we do around here without him. So say good afternoon, Darren.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Excited to be here. Excited to be with my brother-in-law and business partner. And we always say we take that brother's approach to our clients, and we're just thrilled to be on the air with you today.
I got to jump in. Do you guys get along? You guys nice to each other when you're not on the radio? Is that true?
It is true. Yeah, we don't have any of those issues. We have a lot to be thankful for when it comes to that.
All right. Well, you teased it. We're going to get into some myths just about retirement. Just counterintuitive, retirement strategies that work. But I want to get more into background. Sean, kind of reiterate your background, but also Darren, we'd love to hear from you, how you got into the business, what really kind of flipped a switch with you to go down this road.
No, that's a good point. So, I've been in the insurance industry for 20 years, and Darren's been coaching and teaching for, has over 20 years of experience doing that, then was a chief compliance officer for one of the firms. And Darren actually has a good story about his dad and kind of the passion that propelled him to do what he currently does.
Oh, I love story time. Go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was a teacher for felt like forever. And then it was around 2008 when my father was also a teacher, was set to retire, but got caught up in that financial crisis, lost a lot of his retirement savings during that time. And instead of being a really joyous time, he had to continue teaching, had to get a second job in the summer and cancel vacations, cancel a lot of retirement plans. And I think that's the moment right there that I really got interested in becoming a financial advisor. And since that point, it just been a gradual change. I've been blessed to be a teacher, but I've left that profession a few years ago. And here we are today and get to work with my brother-in-law, who has taught me a ton, and as well as our uncle who owns our firm. So it's been a great ride and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I tell you, I hear that in your voice. Just that need to and want to help others. And when you have a story like that from your past, it really kind of hits home, because a lot of people are very concerned in today's climate on what it's going to look like down the road. And how's my retirement? Is it healthy? And certainly, you know, having a professional sit down and talk about those plans, it's absolutely huge. We want to give you a phone number now, just so you kind of keep it in your memory bank, because we're going to have an opportunity for you to get together with the guys on the radio. How cool is that? So here's the number, 800-514-4575. Again, the number 800-514-4575. Keep that number handy. All right. And we will talk more about it. But Retirement Shield Radio is just that. It's about shielding your retirement. And Sean, we want to talk a little bit about myths. And we're glad to have Darren along. And certainly Darren's going to be a fixture on the program from time to time. And Sean is going to be that cleanup hitter hitting out of the four spot each and every week here in the Seattle market. So we're excited about that. So myth. I'll read a myth and you kind of give me the reality. How about that, Sean? All right. And
let's
Darren,
do it.
And Darren, you jump in whenever you want. All right. So the myth, short-term safety, misconception. You should be able to better predict a stock price tomorrow compared to predicting where it will be 10 years from now. And there is a much lower chance of a big drop in a single day than there is over time in a given stock fund. That's the myth.
Yeah, that's definitely a myth. I mean, I think that, and Darren can speak a little bit to this, and this is the benefit of having our holistic approach, right? I have 20-some years in the insurance industry. Darren has his experience and is the fiduciary advisor. You know, it's not an all or nothing proposition. The way we figure this stuff out is the truth usually lies somewhere in the middle. And we see people wanting to time the market all the time. We see people that pay attention to newsletters or whatever the newest fad is. Tell us about timing the market and if you think that might work well, Darren.
Yeah, timing the market is very hard. And it's even harder today because you're inundated by so many different sources. You know, the TV, the radio, the internet, and it's all over. Your best buddy giving you tips at the barbecue. You know, trying to get in on a stock is very hard in the short term, as you can, you know, especially in volatile markets that we're seeing today. Prices can fluctuate and people can get caught in the really a bad stock at the worst time. I'm thinking a few, like GameStop lately, Hertz.
That was a perfect example.
Yep. You know, it's definitely having a longer time horizon can smooth out that volatility. But in the short term, it's tough unless you really, really know what you're doing.
All right. We are discussing some myths as we get into the counterintuitive retirement strategies. And here's another one for you. Paper loss. The misconception is if I don't sell my losing position, then I don't have a loss. Guys, what's the reality there?
Well, we like this because our average client's 65 years old, and we love to discuss this because, you know, the traditional brokers out there, and Darren can speak to this too, in the big banks, they want you just to ride it out. Darren has a saying about riding it out.
Yeah. Riding it out in retirement will wear you out.
Oh, I like it.
And what people need to realize when you turn age 72, you know, and those required minimum distributions kick in, you might have to start locking in some of those paper losses and turn them into realized losses.
And when you look at our clients, they're, you know, either going to retire shortly or have recently retired. They're not putting money back into these accounts to catch up on those losses. They don't have time on their side to recoup. And one of the favorite things I've always liked doing in our classes that we hold and questions we like asking clients, if the market corrected tomorrow, how much money are you comfortable losing? And Darren, what do they always say?
None.
Exactly right. So paper loss, no paper loss. If that balance goes down, that's a real loss. And we've seen husbands get grumpy. The market goes down. We're about, and this is what Darren's all about, helping you put a plan together that's going to give you stability and growth. Maybe speak a little bit to that, Darren.
Yeah, you know, taking some of that risk off the table, getting more predictable returns, you know, by taking on less risk, getting good dividend growth. We often see people are usually around 1.5% in annual dividends. And there's a lot of opportunities out there to increase your dividends, which, you know, smooths out that volatility, we always say, and brings a little extra income into those accounts. And then maybe you don't have to realize some of those paper losses.
That's a good point.
Retirement Shield Radio on the air in Seattle, and you are listening to Sean and Darren. Again, this is going to be pretty interesting as we get into more myths, but I want to give out this number because coming up in a little bit, you're going to get an opportunity to sit down with these guys. No cost, no obligation. Kind of kick the tires, get that second opinion. 800-514-4575. That's 800-514-4575. Jot that down because coming up in a minute, you're going to get an opportunity, and you're going to get a free book too. And it's not just a free book. It's written by Sean, and it's a number one bestseller, Amazon. Don't want to miss that. So let's get to another myth. Guys, leave it to the pros. The misconception, let the money managers handle it.
Yeah, I like to jump in here because, you know, this is our seventh year on radio. And one of the things we always say is with the cookie cutter approach that's out there, meaning there's companies bragging about managing billions of dollars, but they're only able to do that because of a cookie cutter approach. So we talk about being in a proactive relationship versus a reactive relationship. Walk us through that, Darren. Are people really getting their money handled, or is it, like you like to say, more babysitting?
Yeah, we see a lot of cookie cutter portfolios out there. You know, we do analysis on a daily basis on people's portfolios, people from all over this country, and it seems, you know, we often see the same exact funds in all, everyone's accounts. And you know, leaving it to the pros is definitely, you know, a wiser choice than probably doing it yourself. But we often see you got to make sure that there isn't a cookie cutter approach. And that's where, you know, our analysis comes in. We really pull back the curtain, take a look at what's under the hood, what kind of fees you're paying, what kind of risk you're taking on. And is it make sense in that account? You know, a lot of times, we have people that have the same exact funds in a Roth, in an IRA, in a brokerage account. And those are completely different tax situations, but yet they're set up exactly the same.
I think one of my favorite things is watching Darren do one of his analysis, and someone owns 12, 14, 20 different mutual funds. Mm-hmm. And then Darren's able to show them through the analysis that they own pretty much the same stuff.
Very high correlation. Yeah, 15, 20 different mutual funds, and, you know, almost 90% of them are highly correlated to each other. So when the market moves one way or the other, up or down, the whole portfolio goes up or down, and there's nothing really diversified there.
So guys,
no, that's a great point.
I was going to just jump in. So when you hear something like that and you see something like that, is that just, I guess, a potential client or someone that comes to you that just has not gotten a second opinion, and they have basically been put in these funds without really, you know, breaking it down and do the pluses and the minuses?
That's exactly right. Darren does a really good job of calling it like a babysitter approach. That money's just sitting there. No one's doing anything with it. It's not being actively managed. And Darren takes a ton of pride in making sure people's money's doing what it should be doing and taking a proactive approach. You know, he can tell you stories about last March when things got a little crazy. He was able to get in, make adjustments for clients, and he was not telling clients just to ride it out.
Yeah, we see often, you know, we do those analysis, and those funds haven't changed in years and years. They've just been sitting there. Meanwhile, the advisor's collecting their fees, and the mutual funds are collecting their fees. And, you know, and there's different market environments. Some funds are going to work well in the current market environment, and some are going to be losers. And we're just a big believer in, you know, being proactive. Let's find the right funds that are going to work in this current market condition. When the numbers break down, and the momentum is lost in some of those funds, let's look if there's better opportunities out there to lower risk and not have to ride it out or tell our clients that the market will bounce back. Those funds will eventually come back. I really think, you know, if you take an active approach, you can avoid a lot of major drawdowns by being in the right funds at the right time.
Okay, Seattle, you are listening to Retirement Shield Radio. Sean Peel is your host. He's over there. And Darren McComas, he is the chief investment officer with the firm and fiduciary advisor. You get a twofer today. How about that? We don't get it every day, but we get a twofer today. And Sean, there are a lot of people out there. They're clamoring. They want to know, you know, what's best for their retirement. The number is 800-514-4575. And a lot of times it is just that second opinion.
That's exactly right. You guys call right now. Here's what we've done. We've opened up 7 spots on our calendar. You get the Retirement Shield book, the Retirement Shield kit, and our value stacking process that Darren's going to walk through. Stack up exactly what you're doing compared to what he would recommend. And I'm going to tell you, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen anywhere from $500,000 to over $1 million put back into people's portfolio. So, I mean, here's what it really is. He breaks down your fees, diversification, risk, and then an efficient tax plan. I'm hoping we're going to talk about that a little bit today. So right now, 1-800-514-4575. If you have $500,000 more in that portfolio and you're serious about getting a second opinion, fresh perspective, now's your time. Don't hold back. Take a business decision serious and make sure your money's doing exactly what you need it to be doing.
All right. You heard it right there, Seattle. Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we've been talking about today, all right, this is how you do it. You call the number, you get one of those 7 spots on the calendar. 800-514-4575. That's 800-514-4575. And that will get you with Retirement Shield Radio and, of course, Sean Peel.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to go through an amazing process called value stacking. Now, I know most of you are wondering, what the heck is that? But I promise, if you sit tight and allow us to go through the next 10 minutes, you'll be amazed.
You've worked all your life, you've saved, you've followed all the rules. Now it's time to retire. Here's the question. Who do you want relaxing and taking it easy? Your nest egg or you? Well, of course you want to relax and travel and enjoy. And nest egg? You've got more work to do. For a retirement that maximizes your portfolio, your Social Security, avoids unnecessary risk, protects you from pitfalls, and frankly, lets you retire and keeps the nest egg working, you need a retirement partner. You need someone looking out for your best interests and building a plan for you based on your situation. Call Sean Peel of Retirement Shield Radio at 800-514-4575. That's 800-514-4575.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Many folks may not be aware, but you have considerable flexibility for when you can begin receiving your Social Security benefits. The full retirement age, the age at which full retirement benefits are payable, depends upon when you were born. You may begin receiving benefits as early as age 62, though your benefits will be reduced at a rate of about 0.5% for each month you begin taking Social Security before your full retirement age. You may choose to delay receiving benefits until after attaining your full retirement age, in which case your benefits are scheduled to increase by 8% annually. This increase under current law will be automatically added each month from the moment you reach full retirement age until you can start taking benefits or reach age 70, the age at which these delayed retirement credits stop accruing. An added bonus is that your benefit also will increase by any cost of living adjustments applied to benefit payment levels during that time. If you plan on continuing to work, you may still receive the full benefit for which you are eligible. However, your benefits will be reduced if your earnings exceed certain limits. As you can see, the decision of when to begin taking Social Security is a critical one, unique to your situation, and should be taken with the counsel of a competent financial advisor.
Welcome back to Retirement Shield Radio. Hey, Seattle, how you doing? Well, we're doing fine. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. The host is Sean Peel, Retirement Shield Radio. Darren McComas, brother-in-law, fiduciary with the firm. He is along for the ride, a twofer, as I like to say. But guys, great first segment, loved it. And now we're going to get into something. You teased it, Sean, value stacking. Well, when I was watching the Super Bowl, I value stacked. I had a Triscuit, I had some cheese, I had some ham, I had some other things on there. That, to me, was value stacking for the Super Bowl. But I have a feeling value stacking for you guys, not the same thing.
Yeah, it really doesn't have anything to do with food, even though I really appreciate the Triscuit and cheese. You could have stopped right there and I would have been good. But I think at the end of the day, we get questions all the time. What does it mean to work with you and your brother-in-law? What would that, you know, mean to our portfolio? And then will you really be able to make any difference?
Yeah, you know, our value stacking process is really about being transparent.
That's exactly right.
Pulling back the covers, let's show exactly what's going on. We'll show you everything we have going on over here, right? And it starts with fees. We compare what you're paying your current advisor, what kind of hidden fees are in those funds that you're invested in. And people are amazed what that looks like on a year basis. And then we extrapolate it out to 10 years. And wow, that's powerful. And then we'll stack it up against our numbers. And again, full transparency, we'll show exact calculations and how we derive that. And that's usually the first layer of the value stack.
Yeah, and we get a lot of good feedback, right? People have no idea what they're genuinely paying when it comes to their portfolio. And Darren does an amazing job of going in there and saying, look, you have a 2-star, 3-star rated fund. This is what it's costing you. This is why it's performing that way. And Darren uses a really good analogy. He says, you wouldn't buy a car in today's, with all the information out there, with poor safety ratings. So why would you choose to have a poor investment option within your portfolio? And don't you think, Darren, it's just because people don't really know what's in their portfolio?
Right. They're given a prospectus that's most of the time over 100 pages long, and no one reads those. And, you know, all the fees are disclosed in there. But again, if you don't read it and don't understand it, then you really don't know what's going on underneath the hood, so to speak. So that first value stack is the fees. And I'm just thinking yesterday we met with Kim and Alan. Mm-hmm. They're in Wisconsin. Right. And we went through the fees. We were going to save them over a 10-year period around $80,000.
Yeah, it was a lot of money. I think the first thing Kim said is that's ridiculous because she had no idea they were paying that much.
Wow.
And we're not out here trying to throw anybody under the bus. But what we do know is our baby boomer generation, our conservative clients, right? You appreciate and worked hard for your money. Most of our clients are extremely frugal, so they don't want to throw money out the window.
Exactly right. And, you know, another thing we stack number two is the dividends. We compare what they're currently bringing in dividends in their portfolio. We run the numbers, we show them that, and then we compare it to some of our portfolios. We're big believers in lowering people's risk, but not giving up on growth. And then, you know, adding that extra layer of a good dividends, consistent annual dividends. Oftentimes people can live off the dividends we're able to generate with our portfolios, or at least, you know, pay for a good chunk of their monthly income with that and then not have to touch their principal.
Well, you always tell a really good story about rental properties, right? You buy a rental property to get that rental check every single month. The value of that property may fluctuate in the course of 10 years, but you're not worried about it because you're not selling it. You want the consistent flow of income, like what you're talking about, into the portfolio. And what that does, and I've seen you show it, offset volatility. We get clients say all the time, I don't want to spend through principal. Well, if you're getting 4% in dividends, like you say, that really helps.
It sure does. It goes a long ways to stretch your retirement income. And then the next stack really is looking at their risk and running the numbers through our software tools. And we model what would happen if we went through another financial crisis like 2008. Well, running at your current risk being, you know, most of the people we meet are more on the aggressive end of the spectrum.
Yep.
If they went through another 2008, their eyes almost pop out of their heads to see the number that they would lose, you know, 40, 50% of their portfolio. And then, you know, taking our more conservative approach, we're able to, you know, limit that drawdown quite a bit. And what a big difference in savings. And like you say, Sean, it's not about how much you make in retirement. It's about what you keep in retirement.
Let me jump in, guys. I want to tell everybody, Retirement Shield Radio is what you're tuned into. Your host is Sean Peel over there. His brother-in-law, Darren McComas, is the chief investment officer for the firm, fiduciary advisor. And we're talking about just how they're doing it, the stack principle, the value stacking. And guys, you hit on something that I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on. When you meet with, let's just say, a new perspective and you go over these numbers, are they, especially when it comes to risk, are a lot of them absolutely floored that maybe way too much of what they've got going on is at risk?
Yeah, I think it's something we consistently see. I can tell you this, you know, out of the 100 portfolios I've seen Darren look at, like for instance, in this last year, no one was really ever where they thought they would be or where they should be. And so Darren has a really great analogy about, you know, speeding through a neighborhood. You wouldn't speed at 65 years old. You wouldn't drive 60 or 70 miles to that neighborhood, but that's what's going on in a lot of portfolios that you analyze. Speak to that for a second.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, they come to us, they say, well, my advisor said we're conservative or more moderate. We have a great program and it actually quantifies. It gives us, you know, we put your portfolio through our software and it spits out a number, an exact number. And then we have our people we work with take a questionnaire and it gives us their risk number. And often there's a major disconnect, what they're comfortable with and what their current portfolio is doing. And then that really starts our conversation.
Guys, now talk about comfort and maybe not so comfortable tax planning. It's a word that so many people need to be concerned about, but I think a lot of people, it's on the back burner and it should be up front.
You know, I think this is probably where we've grown our firm the most in the last year is talking about the ticking time bomb that will be taxation, right? And the baby boomer generation, or as I like to call them, the 401k generation, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions, and probably billions of dollars in these tax deferred accounts. And here's what's interesting. They say that you'll work 30 or 40 years putting money into a 401k and you're going to defer out about $75,000 in taxes. But then there's about a $375,000 to $400,000 tax bill because every penny you put in, every penny that was matched, and every penny of growth is now taxable. So talk a little bit about what we've been doing with the efficient tax strategies that you put in place.
Yeah, it really comes down to us betting on that taxes are going to go up, right? I mean, we look at the stimulus packages that have been passed due to COVID. The lockdowns have crushed our economy. The tax revenues are you know, just
all-time lows.
So mm-hmm. Yeah, spending all-time highs, revenues all-time low. We've really painted ourselves as into a corner, so to speak. And we feel the only way out of this is through raising taxes, eliminating deductions, and raising your effective tax rate. And so we can either be proactive. You know, we know the tsunami is coming. I always say you could stand on the beach and just let these taxes wash over you. Or you can be proactive and do what you can now. You know, Trump's tax plan ends in the end of 2025. Taxes, we always say, are on sale right now. Let's be proactive and let's run the numbers and analyze your situation. And most often, doing some proactive tax planning makes a lot of sense. We often see up to six figures over a couple's retirement back into the plan.
Big, big numbers. Retirement Shield Radio, you're locked into it. Sean Peel is your host, and his brother-in-law, Darren McComas, is along for the ride today. Darren, the Chief Investment Officer, Fiduciary Advisor for the firm. Sean, we've been talking about a lot of different things today, but certainly the main gist of everything is giving people an opportunity to work on a roadmap, have that peace of mind, think about the future. And if you haven't thought about where your retirement is currently, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I mean, right now, 1-800-514-4575. This is an opportunity for you to work with a fiduciary advisor, Darren McComas, go through the value stacking process. You're going to get a copy of the Retirement Shield book, copy of the Retirement Shield kit. But at the end of the day, you'll know exactly what you're doing compared to what other options. And if Darren can add any value back into your portfolio, I see this guy win all the time. He's probably got an 80% success ratio when it comes to improving people's money. And there's just a big misnomer nowadays. I like to keep things very simple. You know, we're not taught much about money and we don't really understand what the investments are doing. So work with a pro, get that second opinion, fresh perspective. Call now 1-800-514-4575.
Folks, there's no cost, no obligation to get just a better handle on your financial situation to find out what your investments are really costing you because of high fees or commissions, what future tax implications will be, and how much income you can securely generate from that once you, you know, you do move into that retirement game. All right, the first step is just basically sit down with a financial coach. If something we are talking about resonates with you today and you feel the need to just get that second opinion, or if you want to make sure your current plan is really aligned with your goals, and that's very important. Think about risk tolerance. We talk about it all the time. You need to call the number. 800-514-4575. We've got seven slots on the calendar. 800-514-4575, and we've got a copy of Sean's best-selling book, The Retirement Shield, available to you there. So make that appointment. 800-514-4575. Guys, time for some just last-minute words from you. Sean, it was very nice having your brother-in-law along for the ride, but wow, I tell you, he adds, I think you might think about maybe doing a twofer almost every single week. He's great.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. You know, I get to work with this guy every day, and I get to see the value that he brings. And I think nowadays, with the lack of transparency, with the lack of integrity, when it comes to people's money, it's refreshing to work with someone that's humble, kind of got a servant's heart, and willing to do exactly what people need. So, Darren, thanks so much for joining us today. I think we need to just make this a weekly thing. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, a lot of fun. You know, I'm honored to work with Sean. Sean's taught me so much. And I'm telling you right now, there's no one out there that I know that has a sharper mind for this industry than Sean. And, you know, what an honor to be on the radio with these fine folks today. And just looking forward to many more shows ahead.
All right, guys, the show has absolutely flown by. I'd like to thank everybody for listening in the Seattle area. And we hope that you found the information we presented helpful. And we will look forward to talking to you again next week on the radio. You are listening to Retirement Shield Radio with Sean Peel.
The information provided by Retirement Shield LLC through Retirement Shield Radio or podcasts and their hosts does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice, nor is affiliated with the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. This information is being provided only as a general source of information and is not intended to be the primary basis for financial decisions. It should not be construed as advice designed to meet the needs of an individual situation. Consult with your tax advisor regarding specific tax or legal advice. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed insurance or financial professional.
Coach P Radio.